So we start a new meeting, and then when the meeting has started and we've gotten the conference join information, we're going to post that information to a group chat room called Group Chat Room 2, and it appears as a story message. Other users in the chat room, like John Austin 2, will see that message, and in their chat room they'll click on the internal URL link and join the meeting, as you see it done right here. Once they've gotten their meeting conversation window open, they'll start their video up, and you'll see the video appear here in this window shortly. While we're waiting for John Austin 2's video to start, let's go ahead and invite a third participant, John Austin 3. So we invited him to the meeting. So he'll accept the meeting invitation and then he's going to start his video. So shortly we'll have video from three participants on the screen. Let's go ahead and hide the participant list. Now we can start locking and pinning video. So start by locking John Austin 2's video so only his video can be seen for all participants. We can unlock it, but we can also pin participant 2 locally here for this machine, and pin also any other participant except for me, John Austin 1. I cannot be pinned in my own window. You can see when I choose the pin option, nothing happens. I can also unpin anybody that I pinned. Let's look at the code behind the pin video and lock video buttons. We'll start with the pin video button. So the pin video button click event handler, it pins or unpins the video stream of the participant selected in the conversation roster. To find the participant object representing that user, we iterate on the conversation participants collection. We want to get the display name out of the participant object in order to compare it to the roster selection. So we're going to get a contact object from the participant, contact property. We're going to declare a string called display name, and then we'll fill that string by calling the get contact information method on that contact, and we'll pass the display name enumerator and convert it to a string and place it in the display name string. Then we compare that display name to the user selected in the meeting roster list box, and if they match, then we found the participant who we will be pinning or unpinning. A little business to take care of first. We know that we cannot pin the local participant. So what we do is we look at the participant is self property for the selected participant, and if that turns to be true, then we're going to return from the method without doing any pinning or unpinning. Otherwise, we'll look at the participant is pinned property from the properties collection on the participant, and if that returns true, the participant is currently pinned. We should unpin the participant. So we'll do that by calling the begin unpin video, and in its asynchronous lambda expression, we'll call the end unpin video method. And the begin unpin video can throw a link client exception, and if by chance you happen to try to pin or unpin the local self participant, it throws an argument exception in the begin unpin or the begin pin method. If the participant is not currently pinned, then we want to pin the participant. So we'll call the begin pin video method, and it's in its asynchronous lambda expression, we'll call the end pin video method. The lock video button, event handler right here, it locks or unlocks the selected participant video in the video gallery so that other conversation participants cannot remove the participant's video stream from their own view in the gallery. So the first thing we want to do is verify that the local user is a presenter in the conversation, because if he's only an attendee, he cannot lock or unlock any participant video. So we do this by looking at the self-participant property of the conversation. And with that participant, we read its properties collection, and we get the isPresenter property by passing the isPresenter enumerator. If that returns a false value, that means they are not a presenter, and then we return from the method. Otherwise, we will find the participant to lock by iterating on the conversation participant collection. And then for each participant in the collection, we'll read that participant's contact property, returning a contact object, which we're then going to call the get contact information method on, and we'll pass the contact information type display name to return the string, which is the display name, and we'll store it in this string variable we've declared. Once we've gotten the display name, let's compare it to the name selected in the conversation roster. And if that name is the same, if it matches, then we found the participant who we will be locking or unlocking. So that participant, we're going to read it into its properties collection, and we'll pass this isLocked property participant property enumerator. And if that returns true, the participant is currently locked video, and we're going to unlock the video for that participant by calling the beginUnlockVideo method, and in its asynchronous Lambda expression, we'll call the endUnlockVideo method. And if the isLocked property had returned false, that would mean the participant is not locked, and then we can call, in that case, the beginLockVideo method, and in its asynchronous Lambda expression, we'll call the endLockVideo method.